today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of the Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salaam alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio on the commemoration of Hazrat Khadija's demise. Please accept our condolences. Today, Tuesday, is the 10th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. On the demise anniversary of the wife of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, Hazrat Khadija, we offer our condolences on all Muslims all around the world.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan.
The demise of Lady Khadija bint Khuwaylid. Lady Khadija, may Allah keep his soul in peace, the wife, the companion, and the friend of the Prophet Muhammad, and the benefactress of Islam and the Muslims, fell ill. Her illness was brief and fatal. All her life she had lived in the midst of abundance and luxury, but the 3 years of exile has been a time of excessive austerity for her, which inevitably took its toll. She was the first woman to declare that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad was his messenger. The glory and honor of being the first woman believer in the whole world is hers to all eternity. When Islam came under mounting pressure from its enemies, Khadija sacrificed her comforts, her wealth, and her home for it. And now it would appear that she sacrificed her life too in the way of Islam. She preferred to stand by her husband and his deen and to share the hardships of life with them. During the siege, she had to endure not only the pangs of hunger and thirst, but also the extremes of heat in summer and cold in winter, yet she never complained to her husband about them. On the demise anniversary of Hazrat Khadija, Prophet Muhammad's wife, we offer our condolences to all Muslim brothers and sisters.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin Aslin. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the demise, the anniversary of the demise of Hazrat Khadija. We find that in Islamic history, Hazrat Khadija, who was the first wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this month, in the month Ramadan, she passed away. It was really very hard for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to lose his first wife. It wasn't because, I mean, she was the first wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, it was because she sacrificed all her abundant wealth in the way of spreading the Islamic religion. Had it not had been because of the great wealth of Hazrat Khadija, salamullah alayha, And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam may have not been that successful in spreading the Islamic religion. We know that, I mean, all important movements and trends, social or religious trends in the whole world, need some support, some financial support, or some economic support, or some, for example, political support and so on, or cultural support and so on. And at that time, in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in ancient Arabia, we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam certainly needed a very strong and powerful and full-fledged economic and financial support. This support provided by none but Hazrat Khadija salamullah alaiha. The month of Ramadan is the anniversary of the demise of this great lady. We find that Hazrat Khadija salamullah alayha passed away in the 10th year of the Islamic religion. And shortly before the demise of the Hazrat Khadija salamullah alayha, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost his paternal uncle Hazrat Abu Talib, who supported the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam full-fledged. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
Prophet Muhammad never took another wife as long as Khadija lived. Lady Khadija was not just an ordinary wife for Prophet Muhammad, peace and salutations be upon him and his pure progeny, as she occupied a special place in his heart due to her sacrifices. Thus, whenever appropriate, Prophet Muhammad would reiterate her virtues after her demise. Once Aisha got agitated and said, "Why do you constantly praise her when she was just an old woman?" Prophet Muhammad, the symbol of patience and tolerance, was deeply hurt and angered by her words. He replied, "No, Aisha, Allah never gave me a better wife than Khadija. She believed in me at a time when other people denied me. She put all her wealth at my service when other people withheld theirs from me." Dear brothers and sisters, condolences on this sad event. Today is the demise anniversary of Lady Khadija, Prophet Muhammad's wife. Peace be upon both of them.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim.
Lady Khadija died on the 10th of Ramadan, 619 AD. During Khadija's last days, she was confined to bed. One day the Prophet of Allah said to her, "What you are encountering is because of us, Khadija. When you meet your peers, send my salam to them." Khadija questioned, "Who are they, O Prophet of Allah?" He answered, "Maryam bint Imran, Kulthum, Moses' sister, and Asiya, Pharaoh's wife. She was shrouded in the cloak of her weeping husband and buried at Al-Hujun in Jannah al-Mu'alla cemetery, Maqbaratul Mu'alla, which was desecrated and destroyed by the Saudi Arabia authorities in 1925. Lady Fatima kept close to her father and asked him, "Messenger of Allah, where is my mother?" At that point, Gabriel descended and revealed the following to the Prophet. "Your Lord commands you to inform Fatima that he sends his blessings upon her and says, 'Your mother is in a house of brocade. Its corners are made of gold and its poles are of rubies. It is located between Asiya's, Pharaoh's wife, and Maryam bint Imran's houses.'"
Among amongst the greatest supporters of Rasulullah in those early days in Mecca was his wife Khadija alayha salam, the greatest wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Remember, we said that the Holy Prophet, he was, you know, he was subjected to so much harassment, so much assault. They used to call him all these names, they used to mock him. You think that was easy to Rasulullah? Rasulullah, at the end of the day, he had feelings, he had emotions, he had his karama and dignity. Imagine, brothers and sisters, you leave your house, everywhere you walk, everyone looks at you, they point fingers at you, they laugh at you, they call you crazy, they call you sore. Can you live in such a society where everybody is mocking you? They're throwing rocks at you. So when the Prophet used to come home, he used to come home so depressed, full of stress. The Prophet was disturbed. Every night he would come home. Allah mentions this in the Holy Quran. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Allah says, I know of all the stress that you're going through just because of what they are, you know, slandering you with, because of their words. I know of how tight your chest has become because of what's happening to you. When the Holy Prophet used to go to his house, who would welcome him? Who would embrace him? It was his wife Khadija alayha salam. She gave him, number one, financial support, as we know. She gave all her money, and she was so wealthy, millionaire. She was, by the standards of today, a multi-millionaire. She gave all her money to Rasulullah. And maybe more importantly, Khadija was the emotional support of Rasulullah. When he used to go home, she was the one that would comfort him. She would be the one that would come if he was injured. She would come and she would take care of him. And she would encourage him. And she would console him. And Rasulullah, when he used to see Khadija, he would forget about the entire day what happened. He would forget about all of the assaults and all of the, you know, all the grief that he had because of the people of Mecca. So she was the one that gave him all of that support. The first woman to believe in Rasulullah. The second human being after Imam Ali, she was the second person to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And that's why she was so dear to the heart of our Prophet. He loved her so much when she was alive. After she died, he would always remember Khadija alayhi salam. Because it was Khadija that when he would come home, she would support him. She would give him that financial support that the Holy Prophet needed. And that's why one day, Aisha says that I heard the Prophet praising Khadija. He would always praise her. The Holy Prophet lived for 13 years after Khadija. He would always praise Khadija, never forget her. Aisha says, I heard the Prophet praising Khadija. So she says, I got jealous. And this hadith is narrated in the Sunni books, not just Shia books. She says that I got jealous. She's the wife, she used to be the wife, and I'm the wife of the Prophet. So she started to attack Khadija. Ya Rasulullah, Khadija was an old lady. She was a ajuz. That's how she disrespected Khadija. She was a ajuz that died, and God gave you better wives, younger wives that are better. Aisha says, when I told this to the Holy Prophet was so angered. He was so angered. He started to say, وَمَنْ مِثْلُ خَدِيجَ. How can you compare anyone to Khadija? Khadija is the best woman of all time that I had, the greatest supporter that I had. وَمَنْ مِثْلُ خَدِيجَةٍ. He said, لَقَدْ آمَنَتْ بِي إِذْ كَفَرَ بِيَ النَّاسِ. She believed in me when everyone else said you're crazy, when everyone used to tell me that you are a magician, you don't know what you're talking about, you've lost it. Khadija used to tell me, no, Ya Muhammad, this is Jibra'il, this is Allah. She used to encourage me. So this is Khadija. آمَنَتْ بِي إِذْ كَفَرَ بِيَ النَّاسِ وَصَدَّقَتْنِي إِذْ كَذَّبَنِيَ النَّاسِ. She's the one that believed in me when everyone said that you're a liar. وَأَعْطَتْنِي مِنْ مَالِهَا إِذْ حَرَمَنِيَ النَّاسِ. She gave me her wealth, her money, when everyone else denied me. They did not give me. And then finally he said, وَأَعْطَانِي وَرَزَقَنِيَ اللَّهِ مِنْهَا الْأَوْلَادِ وَقَدْ حَرَمَنِي مِنْ غَيْرِهَا. Allah Azza wa Jal gave me Fatima. This is enough. The greatest blessing that the Prophet saw from Khadija was probably Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam. And my lineage, his lineage, Hassan and Hussein, continued through Khadija alayha salam, through his wife Khadija. So he was always praising Khadija alayha salam because of what she did for the Holy Prophet.
Dear brothers and sisters, today is the demise anniversary of Hazrat Khadija, Prophet Muhammad's wife. So we express our condolences on this sad occasion to all Muslim brothers and sisters. We leave you in Allah's protection and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي